All right. Thank you, Bob. I just put up a couple of links in the chat to go to for if you guys collect tradition stuff to pass on to your sponsees, everything that I post will be directly out of AA conference approved literature. So I posted two different references that I really appreciate. So feel free to print them out and put them in your tradition binder or whatever you use to take people through the traditions. My name is Carrie. I'm a recovered alcoholic. My home group is the New Horizons group here in beautiful Bend, Oregon. And I am currently living in the disciplines of steps 10, 11, and 12. So today, in addition to the pamphlet that you guys are on, I have a whole stack of literature because tradition 12 is such a all-encompassing tradition that I just couldn't help myself. I was trying to limit, and I just couldn't do it. So I'm going to go over real quick in case anybody wants to, pull out the books or the pamphlets that you have available and follow along. The first one on my stack is the book Pass It On. Yours might not look like this. I have an old one. Pass It On. The 12 and 12, yours probably definitely won't look like this. Language of the Heart. Yours probably will look like this. Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age. Yours probably won't look like this. And the 12 Traditions Illustrated. Yours will look like this. So those are the references that I'm gonna be kind of that we're gonna be studying out of today. First of all, I just want to thank you guys for asking me to be here to share my experience with Tradition 12. I actually have a lot of experience with this one. I find that the traditions that I didn't observe right away, unfortunately, I have the most experience with. And so we don't regret our past, nor do we wish to shut the door on it. And I think that a lot of the time, Tradition 12 has been really tough for me. So I'm going to share, some of the references out of our literature, and then I'll share some personal experience on those things. And I realize that normally when I share on the traditions, I come off as arrogant is a good word. Another word is, I mean, there's a lot that I sound like, and I assure you, it's passion. I assure you, I did not know that I come off that way until I heard myself on a recording. But I will also assure you that Tradition 12, I don't really come off as much that way. And I think it's because this one has humbled me a lot. So with that said, the first thing that I want to do is myths and misconceptions, right? So a myth about Tradition 12 is that it is not our anonymity tradition, right? 'Cause so Tradition 11, everybody thinks is our anonymity tradition, when actually it's Tradition 12. That's the one that focuses on anonymity, whereas Tradition 11 is our public relation policy. So Tradition 11 is more of a policy. It deals more with anonymity on a very specific level, right? On the public level, on the level of press, radio, and films. Tradition 12 is all encompassing. So another myth that I don't know if you guys can identify with me or not, on my experience, but when we read Tradition 12 in the short form in the meetings, because I don't know about where you live or about what your home group does, but where I live, a lot of the meetings will read the short form of the traditions at every meeting, as well as the short form of the 12 steps at every meeting. Sometimes people read the whole how it works. My home group reads just the 12 steps on page 59. Starting with here are the steps we took. My home group also does what this meeting did, and we open We don't read the short form of any of the traditions ever. We have four meetings a week and we never read any of the short form because we figure that enough meetings do that and enough people haven't been exposed to the long form of the tradition. So what we read is exactly what you guys opened this workshop with, which is the first three paragraphs out of Appendix One in the back of the book. Now, in your big book, if you have an ordinary big book, that's going to be on page five something. I think Bob said it at the opening of the meeting. And if you have the study edition, which I saw a lot of you guys here, I saw Deborah with hers. I saw most of you guys have the study edition, which it will be found on page. Oh, it doesn't have a page number. Oh, one. Yes, I've just written all over it. 177. And so the first three paragraphs, and then we go into the long form of whatever tradition of the month it is. We're not going to read all 12 traditions in the long form at every meeting, but that's like if it's in January, we read the long form of tradition one, February tradition two, and so forth. So in a regular meeting, not necessarily a meeting that has a format like mine where we focus more on the long form, but I hear the traditions being read sometimes right after the steps are being read. So a myth, and I fell for this myth. I thought for a long time that when everybody, I would mindlessly chant principles before personalities when we would get to the 12th tradition. After all of the other traditions are read. And I thought, not knowing anything about the traditions, that and I've heard in meetings that if your understanding of the 12 traditions is from what you've read off the wall, you probably have an off the wall understanding of the traditions. And that's been my experience. So when I would mindlessly chant principles before personalities, this is what was going on in my head. Well, now that I'm so principled because I'm an AA and I work the 12 steps, I have to put my principles, those 12 steps, before your guys's terrible personalities. Bless your heart and let me pray for you. And that's what I thought principles before personalities meant, you know. And I didn't realize, A, that's not humble. You know, tradition 12 is about humility. Tradition 12 is about sacrifice. And so, one of the things that caught me off guard is the definition of the anonymity in the 12th tradition, which if we go to I'm going to try and for the recording, the 12 traditions illustrated is what I'm holding up right now. We go to the last page, right? Tradition 12, and there's a definition of anonymity on that first page of Tradition 12. And it's bold and it's printed on the side of the building. And it says that anonymity means sacrificing personal ambition for the common good. So if we read the short form, because, okay, let me go back to the 12 steps and 12 traditions. So after we read the 12 steps in a meeting, at the beginning of the meeting, when we get down to step 12 reads, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we then tried to carry this message to other alcoholics and practice these principles in all of our affairs. What principles? The ones that were just read, 1 through 12, right? So when we're looking at our first legacy of recovery, those 12 steps that are read before the 12th step, so the first 11 steps, when the 12th step reads, practice these principles in all of our affairs, that means the principles that were just read in the steps. Now, let's put the steps aside for a minute and let's look at the other window shade, which is a entirely new set of principles, of 12 entirely new principles. That are aside from the steps, right? And so when we get down to step tradition 12, after having read traditions 1 through 11, and it says, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions. So it's talking about sacrificing personal ambition for the common good is the spiritual foundation of all of the traditions that were just read, right? Ever reminding us to place principles, what principles? The ones that we just read, not the steps. This is a whole new set of principles. Before personalities, whose personalities? Our personalities, my personality, not yours. And so what this is telling me to do is I have to put these 12 traditions totally aside from the steps. This set of spiritual principles that is the 12 traditions, I have to put those before my personal need and drive for money, power, prestige, popularity, to be liked, self-centered, feared. The list goes on because these are natural desires. These are natural instincts. And I have to put in my personality, right? My personal opinion of you, my personal opinion of who you voted for president, my personal opinion of all of that stuff. I have to put these principles that are the 12 traditions before my personal opinion, before my personality. That's what this means. Carrie, that sounds a little far-fetched. You sure? Because that sounds like a stretch. Well, luckily, Bill wrote about this over and over and over and over again. Unfortunately, he doesn't clarify in the short form of the traditions because they're short, right? So the short form of the traditions is nothing more than an abbreviation. They don't mean anything different than the long form, but you don't understand. I don't understand what GSR means until someone tells me that it stands for General Service Representative. It doesn't mean that they're two different things. It's just an abbreviation that I don't really understand until someone helps me to understand what G stands for, what S stands for, and what R stands for. And that's what the 12 traditions short form is. It's just an abbreviation. I'm not supposed to understand the traditions by reading them off the wall. I'm supposed to be reminded, ever reminding us to place these principles before personalities. I'm supposed to be reminded about what these principles are. So let's go to Language of the Heart real quick. We're going to take detours through all these books. So we're going to go to Language of the Heart. We're going to go to Tradition 12 in Language of the Heart. And it's on page 93. Well, 92. It starts on page 92, but the part I'm going to read is on 93. So it says that this is a constant reminder that principles come before personal interests. Now, remember, like I said before, my personal interests, right? These principles, the 12 traditions, have to come before my personal ambitions, before my personal interests, money, property, prestige. I just named all that stuff. Such is the wide scope of this all-embracing principle. Why I said all-embracing like that is because let's look back at the short form again. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, right? So sacrificing personal ambition for the common good is, it embraces all of our traditions. So this one is an all-embracing principle because I have to sacrifice something in myself to adhere to each and every one of those traditions. So tradition one is the goal, right? The goal of our second legacy is unity. That's where we get our second legacy. That's unity. That's tradition one. The goal is tradition one. Then traditions 2 through 11, each designate a very specific thing that I get to sacrifice, that I get to practice sacrificing for the common good, for the good of AA. Tradition 12 is how we do that, the sacrificial spirit. So in it, this all-embracing principle, that's where I left off on page 93 of Language of the Heart. In it, the all-embracing principle, we see the cornerstone of our security as a movement at a deeper spiritual level, it points us to still greater self-renunciation. I can't say that word without saying it slowly. A glance at the 12 traditions will instantly assure anyone that giving up, what's another way of saying giving up? Sacrificing, right? Is the essential idea of them all. Of what all? Of the other 11 traditions, of all of our traditions. In each tradition, the individual or the group is asked to sacrifice or asked to give up something for the general welfare, for our general welfare. And then it goes into, and I love this, and I won't read the whole, the whole essay to you, but it starts with tradition one, and it says, asks us to place the common welfare ahead of our personal desire. And then tradition two, and it'll tell me what I can sacrifice or give up for tradition two, and so on and so forth, all the way down all of the traditions. So that's what tradition 12 is. It's an all-embracing principle. It's the principle of self-sacrifice. If we go to the 12 and 12 and we look at the essay that Bill wrote on the 12th tradition in the 12 and 12, which is a whole nother essay, because in the language of the heart, that's also an essay that Bill wrote on the 12th tradition. He wrote that one before he wrote the one that we published in the 12 and 12, but this one in the 12 and 12, it basically says the exact same thing. I'm sorry if you guys can hear my dog snoring. Let me wake him up. So in tradition 12, in the 12 and 12, it is on page 184. And this first paragraph is just, it's just fabulous. It sums up the whole tradition so well. So it says the spiritual substance of anonymity is sacrifice, right? That's my highlight. I got to remember that. So the spiritual substance or the spiritual principle or whatever behind this tradition is sacrifice. Because AA's 12 traditions repeatedly ask us to give up personal desires for the common good, we realize that the sacrificial spirit, well symbolized by anonymity, is the foundation of them all. It is AA's proved willingness to make these sacrifices that gives people their high confidence in our future. So that's what tradition 12 really means. It's the sacrificial spirit. I'm going to share I'll finish what I was going to read in the 12 in the big book. So let's go back to appendix one in the big book real quick so I can put that one in my finished file too. So appendix one in the big book, we read, and thank you for this meeting opening with these three paragraphs, but I'm going to continue on and read the fourth paragraph too. So I'm just going to emphasize a couple of things. In the first paragraph, in this, I would call it an intro to the traditions, if you will, appendix one. So it's called the AA tradition. So I'm going to read it again. To those now in its fold, Alcoholics Anonymous has made the difference between misery and sobriety, and often the difference between life and death. AA can, of course, mean just as much to uncounted alcoholics not yet reached. Therefore, no society of men and women have ever had a more urgent need. Now I'm looking up the word urgent in case anybody wants to take some notes. I have this written in my big book because it gives me a whole page, a whole blank page right next to this. It says, so urgent means a state or situation requiring immediate action or attention. So that's a good word to use in conjunction with these 12 traditions. So a more urgent need for continuous effectiveness and permanent unity. We alcoholics see that we must work together and hang together, else most of us will finally die alone. The 12 traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous are, we AAs believe, the best answers that our experience has yet given those ever urgent. There it is again. It shows up twice, that word, urgent questions. How can AA best function? And how can AA best stay whole and so survive? And this is the part that we don't read at my home group, but I'm going to read it today. On the next page, AA's 12 traditions are seen in their so-called short form. I love Bill's writing. I love the sarcasm there. That's how I feel about the short form too, the so-called short form. I just love it. In general use today, this is a condensed version. Remember, like I said, it's condensed. It's just an abbreviation, right? That's what the short form is of the original long form AA traditions as first printed in 1946. Now, because the long form is more explicit, I'm going to come back to that word, and of possible historic value, it is also reproduced. So what does explicit mean? I looked that up too. It means stated clearly and in detail, leaving no room for confusion or doubt. So the short form for me lacks clarity and detail, and it leaves much room for confusion and doubt. And so that's why for my home group, we read the traditions in the long form, one a month, because of the explicitness of the long form compared to the short form. It's not because the short form is bad or wrong. It just doesn't offer the clarity and help people to understand because it's an abbreviation. So I'm going to go to, so now I'm done with the big book. I'm done with this one. So now I'm going to go to, AA comes of age, and we're going to flip to page 43. Okay. On Sunday morning, the last day of the convention, I found those 12 traditions still on my mind. Each of them I saw as an exercise in humility that can guard us in everyday AA affairs and protect us from ourselves. If AA were really guided by the 12 traditions, we could not possibly be split apart by politics, religion, money, or by any old timers who might take notion to be big shots. With none of us throwing our weight around in public, nobody could possibly exploit AA for its personal advantage. That's for sure. So for the first time, I saw AA's anonymity for what it really is. The reason I say what it really is in that tone of voice is because it's in italics. It isn't just something to save us from alcoholic shame and stigma. Its deeper purpose is actually to keep those fool egos of ours from running hog wild after money and public fame at AA's expense. It really means personal and group. There it is again. This is the third time that it's thrown the little phrase and group sacrifice for the benefit of all AA. Right then, I resolved to learn our 12 traditions by heart, just as I had learned the 12 steps. If every AA did the same thing and really soaked up these principles, we drunks could hang together forever. Now, why I emphasized three times now in three different pieces of literature where it says personal and group sacrifices, because I'm going to share an experience, a more recent experience that I had where my group has had to make a sacrifice. So my group, like many others, my home group, like I'm sure a bunch of other home groups around the US and Canada, went online when the pandemic hit. And so we all were Zooming, right? And my home group is very structured. We are a literature-based group. We have a big book study, a tradition study. I mean, we have all the things, right? And so we became very popular very fast. And before long, we had to open up the room to the next stage step up, which was 500 attendees, because everybody was coming to the home group. And that made us feel good. It made us feel like, well, we're obviously doing something right, right? Like, wow, they want what we have. And I think half of the people in this room, as I look around, had been to my home group during the pandemic when we were online. Now, with perfectly good intent, right? And that's what Bill talks about throughout all the traditions. Whenever we learn better, we have to do better. But he always says, you know, it's been with perfectly good intent that we made these mistakes. So we didn't know any better about why wouldn't we allow people from Germany and Australia and wherever to join the group and to make it their home group. Why wouldn't we? You know, we want to be inclusive. But little by little, one thing would happen and then another thing would happen. And if, I mean, I try to remain in steps 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis, and that's not lip service, right? Talk is cheap, but action, when you really are trying to walk with God, trying to be present, trying to see things from a different angle, you can't help but notice little things happening, such as one of our home group members, an amazing home group member. He was the facilitator for our beginner meeting. And oh my God, the guy could run a meeting like no other. He was our tech chair. He was from Scotland. And we were happy to have him. We didn't think about taking him away from his local AA that maybe needed him. We didn't think about that type of thing, right? And so all of a sudden I get this Facebook call from him. You know how you can call through Facebook? It just out of the blue. And he's upset because he's in his inner group, his local inner group's parking lot from where he lives in Scotland. And he's fuming. And he's like, oh my God, what do I do? They're selling clean and sober bumper stickers and they're selling non-AA approved literature and they're doing this and they're doing that. What do I do? Like, what do I do? I said, oh my God. Okay, here's what you do. You go in, is it a he or a her? Or is it she or him, whatever. And he goes, is it? He's like, it's a lady in there. And I said, okay, here's what you do. You go in and you thank her for her service. What do you mean? Well, it's probably a volunteer who's during service in her own community. And you don't have a say there. Your voice and your vote goes to the Central Oregon inner group, even though you will probably never even step foot in Central Oregon, because that's where your home group is, because that's where your AA connection is. And so since you're not monetarily or physically supporting that inner group, you have no say. And all of a sudden, little things like that started occurring, right? One after the other. Another example is once we started to learn better and we started to go, oh my gosh, this is not good for AA as a whole to be losing all of their newcomers to this little group in Bend, Oregon, that's now a huge group. We started after our newcomers, our Zoom babies, if you will, completed the steps, and we were sponsoring them. You know, we had 12 Zoom babies that actually didn't drink, that made it through all 12 steps and started sponsoring others, and that are still sober today, and that are starting to take their 3-year, you know, anniversaries. And in fact, Jonah just had her 3-year anniversary, I think the day before yesterday. And David did last month, and you know, they're all turning 3 now. And one of the things that is cool is, yes, our group was structured and our group carried the message and our group got them. I mean, they got sober and they stayed sober, right? None of this 93, 30, 60, 90 BS, right? It was a solid group and it was creating solid sobriety. So now what? Do they hide out in a group in Bend, or when they get through the steps and they're ready to give back to where they can be of maximum service, like the big book says, we started zooming them in to their local communities, right? And for example, I sponsor a woman named Amara. I am still her sponsor, but once she got to step 12, she had to leave leave the nest, right? No more new horizons, no more. She had to get a group in her local area. And so what we did was her and I zoomed in to her local district meeting. And while she was on the district meeting, observing and listening to the GSR reports and stuff, I was working the chat. I was working the chat like a mama who's visiting a potential college for the student who's ready to leave the nest, right? And I'm working the chat and I'm going, hey, do you have a singleness of purpose in your group? Do you have a big book study? Do you guys have sponsorship? Like I'm just looking for a solid group for my baby to go to, right? And so we did that with our newcomers who went through the steps, and we got them home groups in their local area. Well, one of them, you guys know David, some of you. So I tried to zoom David into his local district. And there is no local district where he lives. And I'm like, that's odd. I wonder why there's no district. And this was a dark district. There was nobody doing service there. Huh. So I'm like, okay, let's zoom into the district next to yours, right? Let's zoom into the district that's neighboring, the next closest district, and you can connect with that one. Well, that one just went dark. What is going on? So I called, well, the delegate didn't get back to me, but the alternate delegate did. And she's like, there's, you know, everybody's getting a home group on the other side of the country or even in a different country. And there's nobody to run the district here. Everybody's going and finding the fellowship they crave instead of creating the fellowship they crave, instead of participating in their local boots on the ground work, which is the only way the service structure will ever survive. And once I realized that, once my group realized what we were helping to do, we realized the bigger picture is what's best for our group, which was all these extremely strong and passionate members of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we did have a freaking pocket of enthusiasm like you would never believe. But is it the best for AA as a whole? Because we are one of 63 service structures around the US, in around the world. The US and Canada is only one. And we were disenfranchising the other 62 service structures, because if we could allow everybody to join, and what Tradition 12 has taught me is I can't be the exception. I can't make an exception for myself unless it's okay for everyone else. So every decision that I make personally, right? For example, I'll give you an example that you probably all could relate to. There's a book that AA World Services publishes that I don't care for. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I don't care for it. There's another book, a daily reader that I have next to my bed, that is my favorite AA book ever, but is not published by AA World Services. Now, if I made the exception and brought the good book in to a meeting, right? Because I know what's good, I have to be okay with it if everybody else did that with what they thought was the good book. Not the good book. I'm not talking about the Bible. I shouldn't have said good book. Their definition of a better book, right? And so I have to be okay with, if I'm going to bring this book in to an AA meeting, even though it's not published by AA World Services, then I have to be okay with the astrologist bringing their book in about their Cancer sign or Gemini or whatever. And I have to be okay with the Bible thumper bringing the Bible in. And I have to be okay with the treatment center guy bringing in the treatment literature. And I have to be okay with all of the other people doing the same thing. And so do I make myself an exception? That is a constant Tradition 12 question that I have to ask myself. So even though it was only our group, right? And we only had, I mean, we're not going to take over the world of AA with our 100 members, but would it be okay if every other group did that same thing? The rest of the world would no longer have a service structure. If everybody could join a group in the US and Canada and make that their home group where they monetarily and physically contribute, then there would be no more service structures in the other countries. And so That's what personal and group sacrifice meant. So we had to put the welfare of our group aside for the example to AA world, for the example of AA as a whole, right? Because it wouldn't be okay if every group did what we were doing. And we couldn't make ourselves the exception. And so I learned these things through failure, right? Through doing it wrong. And it's okay. And I hope that those of you who maybe, if anybody's out there that doesn't sponsor because you think that you'll do it wrong, you will. And that's how you become a better sponsor. If anybody's out there who won't take a service position because you think you'll do it wrong, you will. And that's how you learn the service position. You know, and that's how we learn in AA. We learn and we grow together as a spiritual entity. And it's not that, I mean, when we have a right to be wrong, right? Tradition 4 is one of our traditions that tells us we have a right to be wrong. It's just, there's another half of that because it also continues to say, but once we know better, it's my responsibility to do better. And so do I beat myself up because my home group opened up our membership to the world of Alcoholics Anonymous for a year? No, because as soon as we learned better, we did better. And it was a humbling experience, right? It was an ego-feeding proposition. Patting ourselves on the back for everybody around the world wanting to join our group was an ego-feeding proposition. Bad for them and bad for us. And what's most important is bad for AA as a whole, because that's what has to come first. And so Tradition 12 has been a really hard one for me to swallow. It's been a hard lesson to learn. And then the last thing I'm going to read is I'm going to go back to the 12 Traditions Illustrated. I didn't know if I'd have time to go over this or not. But this is another thing that is group sacrifice, right? Or even the whole fellowship sacrifice, because we talked about personal sacrifice for Tradition 12. We talked about group sacrifice for Tradition 12. Now let's talk about the sacrifice that our entire fellowship makes. Okay. This is a very important paragraph. And so I'm going to read it in full. I'm not going to skip around. It's short. And it's in the 12 Traditions Illustrated on the opposite side of the page as are the definition of anonymity, which is sacrificing personal ambition for the common good. So anonymity, as we observe it in AA, is at root a simple expression of humility. When we use the 12 steps to recover from alcoholism, we are each trying to achieve real humility, to put our self-respect on a solid base of truth rather than on fantasies about ourselves. When we use the 12 traditions to work together in AA, we are all trying to achieve humility as individual members, yes, by recognizing our true place in AA. Get this. Here's the kicker. Ready? Here's the highlight. As a fellowship, by recognizing AA's true place in the world. What is AA's true place in the world? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. We're not the clergy. We do one thing and one thing supremely well. We don't save souls. We save lives. The clergy is there to save souls. We don't teach you who your God is. We don't make you pay penance. The clergy is there, and they're there for a good reason. And we respect the clergy. But we know that we're not the clergy. The medical society. We're not doctors in AA, and we respect the medical society, and they're there for a good reason. We have to recognize our true place in the world, and that is not to play doctor. The medical society is there for a good reason. The judicial system. We don't sentence people to 90 meetings in 90 days. We don't turn in your performance reviews to the courts. You know, the medical society, the judicial system, the clergy. What about other 12-step fellowships? I think that's the one that we have a really hard time with in Alcoholics Anonymous. We're not Narcotics Anonymous. We can't be all things to all people, nor should we try. Another ego-feeding proposition when we think that we can offer freedom from addiction, when we think we can offer freedom from overeating, when we think we can offer freedom from a gambling problem. We have to have humility to recognize AA's true place in the world. Those other fellowships are there for a good reason, and we respect them. And we can cooperate with them. We don't affiliate, but we cooperate. And we respect that we have a place in this world. AA is like a tall building, a skyscraper. We are so effective. We might be more effective than anything else in the world, but we're skinny. We don't cover a whole lot of ground. We do one thing, and we do one thing supremely well. And it's because of that sharp focus that we are so successful. And once we lose that focus, we lose our success. And we lose our trust in the world around us. So I'm going to close with the long form of the 12th tradition, since it is the most spiritual piece of writing, I think, in all of the traditions. Nope, one more reading. How did I forget? What did Bill sacrifice, right? Pass it on. Come on, guys, 314. How did I almost forget page 314 and pass it on in a 12 tradition study? Oh my gosh, almost did it. Okay, so 314 and pass it on. So this is a really good, for me, differentiation between tradition 11 and tradition 12, because it's a perfect example of something that Bill sacrificed that would have been 100% okay if we were just looking at tradition 11, if we were just looking at our public relation policy. But that's not necessarily our anonymity tradition like tradition 12 is. So I'm going to just read this little story. Page 314 in the book, Pass It On. When Time Magazine, and this is a true story, this is Bill writing, when Time Magazine wanted to put Bill on its cover, I guess this part isn't Bill writing, but wanted to put Bill on its cover, that is, put the back of his head on the front of the magazine. So no technical anonymity break, right? So we're good with tradition 11 there. Bill declined, and declined the cover story as well. So even without his picture, he wasn't gonna be Time Magazine's written about by Time Magazine. He reasoned, for all I know, a piece of this sort could have brought AA 1,000 members, possibly a lot more. So he's saying, I know that this could have done really well. And I don't know about you guys, but I've heard in general service way too many times the phrase, oh, well, if this idea that we're doing even would help one alcoholic, if we could even save one alcoholic, it would be worth it. I just cringe when I hear this, because this is the example that Bill set. Therefore, when I turned that article down, I denied recovery to an awful lot of alcoholics. Some of these may already be dead. And practically all of the rest of them, we may suppose, are still sick and suffering. Therefore, in a sense, my actions have pronounced the death sentence on some drunks and condemned others to much longer period of illness. But I went well over on the conservative side, because the requirements of this piece would have tended to create a clear and colorful picture, public image of me as a person. This would have created for the future, I'm sure, a temptation in our power-driving people to get like pieces presently with full names and pictures. For this reason, I estimated, here's my highlight, that it would be better for some to die and others to suffer rather than to set such a perilous precedent. Therefore, I declined the publicity, and I must confess, it wasn't easy. So whenever I think I can do this, I can be the face of AA. I have to think, would it be okay if, and I imagine the person who thinks the opposite of me in every way, shape, or form in AA, would it be okay if they made themselves available for an interview? And if the answer is no, my answer has to be no, right? My answer has to be no. If it's not okay for me, if it's not okay for everyone else in AA to do it, can't be okay for me to do it. If it wasn't okay for Bill to do it, it definitely isn't okay for me to do it. So now I'll close with the long form of Tradition 12. And then we can do Q&A or whatever you guys want to do. Tradition 12 in its long form. And I love how it starts because the long form is long, right? So the first words of the long form, once we get finally down to Tradition 12, is, and finally. And finally, we of Alcoholics Anonymous believe that the principle of anonymity has an immense spiritual significance. It reminds us that we are to place principles before personalities, that we are to actually practice a genuine humility. This to the end that our great blessings may never spoil us, that we shall live, forever live in thankful contemplation of him who presides over us. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the floor. Thank you for having me.
All audio and video files on the District6AA.org website or the District 6 in Area 15 YouTube channel are for personal use only. Reproduction, distribution, and commercial use are not permitted. In accordance with District 6 current practice, no faces are shown in our videos and audio is scrubbed for anonymity prior to publishing. Contributors whose voices are heard have given record and release consent. Opinions expressed by the presenter are their own and do not necessarily represent the group conscience of District 6 as a whole.